up when you're ready for me to start recording. All right. Let's turn to Luke chapter 18. This is the last Sunday of the month. We'll be spending some time as a church family in prayer. But as I stated, I'd like to take a moment before our prayer groups to discuss from the Word of God some truth regarding prayer. I believe personally that when it comes to prayer, the more you know, the more powerful your prayer is. Now, let me explain what I mean. Obviously, the Bible tells us that the prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much, avails much. So it's not just knowing a lot that is going to increase the power and effectiveness of your prayer. But I believe even a righteous man can pray for the wrong thing ignorantly. I believe a righteous woman can pray not understanding God's will. And you say, well, who can know God's will as it relates to our daily lives? I get that. But there are certain things in the Bible that we know are God's will. And if you're not even aware of those, then you're kind of, I think, setting yourself up for a weak prayer life, regardless of the connection you have with God, regardless of the righteous living. That does not mean perfect living. That means a lifestyle that seeks the Lord. Regardless of that, if you're seeking the Lord purely through worship only and not through His truth, there's a problem. Now, having said that, there is actually something I want to talk to you about briefly. A lot of people are addressing it, the revival in Asbury, which is spreading across the nation. I love seeing people come into the Lord, and I love seeing a renewed heart of worship. As I see it, I've done a lot of research on this revival as a spiritual leader. This interests me. I've done reading. And as I see it now, and this is only from an objective, far apart view, I'm not in any way associated, obviously, with anything going on, it seems to me it is a renewed heart for worship. Now, a renewed heart for worship isn't necessarily the same thing as a revival, and I want to tell you the difference, which is why it's important that we have this conversation this morning. Because a renewed heart for worship just means people want to connect with God. A renewed heart for worship means they want to experience God. They want to feel God. They want to know that God loves them. That's a renewed heart for worship. And that is what I see going on in Asbury. That is what I see going on in colleges across the country. Young men and women are seeking for something more than what the world has been giving them thus far. That is a great place to start, by the way. But it's not the end. It's just the beginning. A great place to start is to say, I don't have what I want. There must be more out there. I wonder if it's God. And I think that's what's going on in the hearts of a lot of believers who maybe know God but are coming back to Him, but also a lot of unbelievers who are saying, what is going on here? But revival isn't just worship. Revival is embracing and applying truth. And that is what I want to deal with this morning when it comes to prayer, that if all we're doing is just worshiping God, connecting with God, singing to God, we're not truly following His word as a whole. The Bible says those that worship Him must worship in Him spirit and what? Truth. What I see going on at Asbury and in colleges across the nation right now is I see a lot of worshiping in spirit. You say, Pastor Russ, why do you say they're not worshiping in truth? Because from the little bit of reading that I've done about those who are leading the revival, college students and the campuses that they're at, they're not embracing truth. A lot of them, they're still holding on to the LGBTQ movement. A lot of these young college students are coming into the worship service, even some of them, from what I can tell, leading, and they're fully embracing the LGBTQ lifestyle. Either they are in it, or they are promoting it, or they are okay with it, thumbs up with it. So, can you still worship God and have a strong deception upon you? I believe that it is possible to come to God with a desire to worship and still have a lot of deception. I believe that you can come to God in a desire to worship and still be deceived. But I do believe that to offer God the worship that He deserves, that deception needs to be cleared away sooner than later. Does God accept us as we are? Of course He does. Come as you are, God accepts you. But God's desire is to start clearing out that deception and start replacing that deception with truth. So in the long run, we will know if this what nationwide campus movement, if it is a revival, is when the deception is cleared away and these young men and women who've been embracing the LGBTQ lifestyle for their entire life, going to public school, being told a certain belief system as a young man, as a young woman, if they at 23, 24 say, you know what, the Bible says it's wrong. The Bible says that we need to love them, but we should not encourage, promote, or condone. That would be revival to me. On a college campus level, when college students stand up for truth and morality, that's revival. Not just a spiritual connection or desire for spiritual connection. They're not the same thing. A lot of Christians go to church. They worship. They go back home. They do the same thing they've been doing all week. They sing. They sing the loudest. Go back home. Do the same thing they do all week. There's no revival in their heart. They're having an experiential moment on Sunday, which gives them what you might say energy to keep doing what they're doing and thinking that everything's okay. But revival is a renewed embracement and connection and application of truth from God's word. So when I talk about prayer, it is important that we aren't just spiritually connected with God. It's important that we're not just in a worshipful heart as we pray. If we truly want to offer the worship God deserves, we do so in spirit and truth. Can I remind you of the first, what we find, act of worship with two young brothers? Well, I say young, maybe they were middle-aged by then. It's hard to say how old these guys were, right? So we find Cain and Abel. And the first real act of worship, what do you find? Both are worshiping. Both are. Have you forgotten the story? But one was worshiping as he desired, and the other was worshiping as God desired. But both were worshiping. One chose to follow the truth, the limited truth that God, there wasn't much truth God gave at that point. It wasn't really too hard to follow what I assume was a very basic amount of truth. But even with that basic amount of truth given, the other one said, nope, I'm still not interested in following even the small amount of truth. I'm going to create my own truth and worship you with my own truth. Well, God rejected that. And through that rejection of worship, the one brother killed the other out of jealousy. Are college students worshiping? I believe that. I'm fully, in my heart, I have confirmation in my heart from what I see. Students are worshiping God. I just am not ready and prepared to call it a revival yet. And I'm not ready and prepared to say that their worship of God is worship as God desires. They are worshiping God, I think many of them, in the way they want to worship God. That isn't necessarily a bad thing at the beginning of something like this. The goal and the desire would be to see it become something better. But unfortunately, if there aren't leaders standing up and showing them how it can be done better, oftentimes what happens, and I've seen this, guys, this is not the first time. You know, I've seen people worship God in their own way. As a kid, I saw people doing it. As a teenager, I saw people doing it. The end result will be, if a leader doesn't stand up and say, all right, you want a renewed connection with God, truth needs to be implied, what's going to happen is people just walk away creating their own religions.